Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 16, Monday, 2019, day 258. Today's topic, you foolish people, bewitched by others. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 104, verses 31 to 35. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 24, verse 23. Galatians chapter 2, verse 17 to chapter 3, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 15 to 16. Today's main passage, Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Paul said, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, you foolish people, bewitched by others. Paul explains clearly in the last two chapters that non-Jews do not need to have circumcision because being Christians is not being justified as righteous by law, not by work, but by faith. That means not working and using your own effort to be justified as righteous and can go to heaven later, but to be with the Lord and to walk with the Lord each day that you are already in heaven, in God's kingdom, at present. And you will surely be in heaven on high when you die. Paul, in today's chapter 3, explains more clearly that if we really experiencing justification by faith, really believe in Jesus, really having Jesus in our life each day as Lord and King, then we will be filled with the Holy Spirit each day and have the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's a natural changing of our lifestyles and character and can exercise various gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is what John Stott told me and my son Ignatius when we visited him in England in 2009. He looked at us and told us very seriously. He said, "If I want to conclude my whole life using one word, and that word is Christ-like." But Paul says, the Galatians are being bewitched. Wow, cast a spell on someone by a witch. Wow, for 2,000 years, many Christians have been bewitched by this world as being bewitched by witches. Terrible. That's why there are so many religious people and not Christians on earth. I hope you are not one of those. We so often live each day's life by means of flesh and not by faith. Me, 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 I as Lord and not Jesus is Lord. World-like but not Christ-like. If you have not been bewitched, then just as Paul says in today's Galatians, that you will begin your new life in Christ by the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit each day, your life should be more and more Christ-like. Agree? Let's pray. Dear Abba, Father, help us not to be bewitched and that we will be more and more Christ-like each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step not to be bewitched and that you will be more and more Christ-like each day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.